Lynn's Healing Scriptures. Proverbs 17:22. A merry heart doeth good like a medicine, but a broken spirit drieth the bones. Nehemiah 8:10. For the joy of the Lord is my strength. John 14:27. Peace I leave with you, peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. Romans 15:13. Now the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, that ye may abound in hope through the power of the Holy Ghost. Isaiah 26:3. Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusteth in thee. Romans 8:11. But if the Spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, he that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies by his Spirit that dwelleth in you. 2 Corinthians 10:5. Casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalteth itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. Romans 4:20 and 21. He staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God. James 1:8. A double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. 2 Corinthians 1:20. For all the promises of God in him are yea, and in him amen, unto the glory of God by us. Isaiah 53:4. Surely he hath borne our griefs and carried our sorrows, yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. Isaiah 53:5. But he was wounded for our transgressions, he was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. Galatians 3:13 and 14. Christ hath redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. For it is written, cursed is everyone who hangeth on a tree. Philippians 4:1. Therefore, my brothers, you whom I love and long for, my joy and crown, that is how you should stand firm in the Lord, dear friends. My members, the parts of my body, are instruments of righteousness, yielded to God for his service and for his glory. Romans 6:12-14. Therefore, do not let sin reign in your mortal body, that you should obey its lusts, and do not go on presenting the members of your body to sin as instruments of unrighteousness, but present yourselves to God as those alive from the dead, and your members as instruments of righteousness to God. For sin shall not be master over you, for you are not under the law, but under grace. Romans 6:12-14. My members, the parts of my body, are instruments of righteousness, yielded to God for his service and for his glory. Thank you, Jesus, for your victory on the cross. I take a stand now and proclaim that sin and Satan have no claim and no power over me. I proclaim that my members, the parts of my body, are instruments of righteousness, yield to God for his service and for his glory. Amen.